The Supreme Court will be hearing a case that could mean billions of dollars in tax revenue for the Lone Star State. TPR tech reporter Paul Flav tells us about possibly the biggest case in the 26-year history of online commerce.
In 1992, North Dakota wanted Delaware-based Quill Corporation to pay taxes on catalog sales to its residents. The Supreme Court said they didn't have to, since they didn't have a physical presence in the state.
Quill made sense in 1992. It doesn't in 2018.
That was 2 years before the first online sale in history, says George Kellerman, CEO of the Texas Retailers Association. A lot's changed in 26 years. More than 13% of all retail sales in the U.S. are online, at an estimated $450 billion. As a result, South Dakota passed a law to tax online sellers last year. Now South Dakota versus Wayfair is at the Supreme Court. Ultimately, Kellerman says, this is about fairness, and the current system puts brick-and-mortar stores at a disadvantage.
8.25% of a disadvantage when it comes to competing against somebody from out of state.
You might be wondering what they're talking about, since the biggest player in online sales, Amazon, collects and pays sales tax. Walmart, Target, and other big chains with massive online sales already pay because they have a physical location in those states. In fact, the U.S. Government Accountability Office estimates states collect about 80% of online sales tax already. Even still, an estimated $13 billion in possible taxes from websites like Wayfair, Overstock.com, and Newegg are out there. That could make a big difference in Texas cities, says Bill Longley, legislative counsel at the Texas Municipal League.
It's not necessarily just a big city issue or a small city issue. It could theoretically increase the sales tax base in every city across the state.
Because Texas doesn't have an income tax, general sales tax makes up more than half of the state tax revenue, and a lot of city revenues as well. In Texas, 4-year-old comptroller estimates show online sales could generate $800 million more for the state and $200 million for cities and localities. For Kellerman and Longley, this is a no-brainer. But with between 10,000 and 12,000 taxing authorities across the country, what isn't a no-brainer is how much it'll cost for businesses to comply. And according to some studies, the costs fall disproportionately on the little guy, says University of Kentucky Assistant Professor David Agrawal.
You know, as we get smaller and smaller, it's likely that the costs as a percentage of their sales are rising.
Changing Quill could crush the small online business, argues eBay. They host 420,000 Texan sellers. Brian Biron, executive director of global public policy for eBay, argues the current system is fair. Small companies, like the at-times single-person company selling on eBay, shouldn't have to learn the tax code for 10,000 jurisdictions.
State sales taxes are far more complex than the states themselves would like to admit.
What does he mean? Well, for instance, here in the Lone Star State, your deodorant is charged sales tax. But if your Under Armour protection has antiperspirant in it, no sales tax. If you buy a Snickers bar in Illinois, you'll pay 5% more than if you had bought a Twix bar. Because the Twix has flour, it's taxed as food rather than candy. After Quill, 23 states formed the Streamline Sales Tax Project to find common ground on tax rates. And they recommend free software or inexpensive programs to help online sellers calculate what they might owe. Critics say these software packages have many errors and the streamlined states have a long way to go. A decision in South Dakota versus Wayfair is expected to be handed down before the end of June. If Quill is overturned and companies no longer have to be physically present to be taxed, Texas could start collecting right away. But more likely, argues Biron, is there's going to be a lot of sorting out to do.
If that gets overturned, what we're really going to see is probably a number of years of litigation and a lot of complication as to who exactly is covered.
If the court doesn't overturn it, retail associations and Texas cities will push for state solutions, and Congress, which has already considered bills like the Marketplace Fairness Act, will be called on to act. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.